With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. China engages in unfair trade and investment practices, and it prevents U.S. companies from competing on a level playing field and hurts U.S. workers. Now, that's the nutshell version of why the president raised tariffs on Chinese imports. Warren Preston is with the USDA and discusses some underlying reasons for limited U.S. agricultural export prospects.
Kind of underpinning all the projections for both 2019 and 2020 is slowing economic growth worldwide. So a slowing world economy. We also have a lot of uncertainty with the U.S.-China trade conflict, Brexit, a developing trade dispute between Japan and South Korea are all adding uncertainties to the forecast.
But he says the U.S. still has some good trade partners for agriculture.
We are projecting Canada to remain the top export market for the United States at $21.5 billion. That's up $400 million from the revised 2019 forecast. Next in line is, in second place, is Mexico at $19.8 billion, followed by the European Union at $13.6 billion.
The United States is also looking to compensate with less trade with China and more trade with places like Japan. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.